grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Chris Valley from Normal, New Zealand. How are ya?
G'day. Very well, thank you. And yourself?
Good. I'm good.
I too am good.
Oh, you're here too?
I'm also good. We're all pretty good. Probably a good thing.
Now, Chris Fowley, I've made submissions to Parliament before on whatever, you know, stuff that is before Parliament.
No, gun law? What do you mean, whatever? What did you say?
You did the gun law,
this is, I did food labelling and something else, I can't remember.
Good on you.
But there is cannabis-related stuff before Parliament at the moment that we can comment on. What is it?
Yes, it's right now. It's actually due tonight. It's a bit unclear from the Parliament website whether you've got half an hour left or 7.5 hours. Get on there now, parliament.nz, and right on the front page it says make a submission. Right at the top of that it says misuse of drugs amendment, and what that amendment is, and it's a super easy form, you could do it in a minute, you could have it done by the time we finish talking, and it's a bill that does a couple of things. One is that it does potentially the biggest change in drug law enforcement that we've had since the Misuse of Drugs Act came in, and that is that the police will be directed to exercise their discretion instead of implied, or maybe they should, maybe they won't, maybe it's the skin of your, you know, the colour of your skin, whatever, right? But now they're going to be directed to use their discretion if a health-based approach is better.
But isn't the kind of a problem though as well?
Well, it directs them to do it, right? So it says you have the discretion to not arrest people, and therefore you won't arrest people if a health-based approach is better, and a health-based approach is always better. Mm. So with this going through, we would expect arrests to plummet dramatically, and as we've already covered on the show, arrests are now at about 5% of what they were in terms of use and possession arrests. So they've
Leaning like long term for like more harder drugs, because obviously marijuana is going to be at some point come good, right?
Yeah, that's right, and it does apply to all. It's saying, you know, matter what you're on, whatever, if a health based approach is better, then don't arrest them. Get them and get them some help instead.
Sounds forward.
So if you want to support that, make your submission tonight or right now. But the other thing the bill does is it bans a couple of synthetic cannabinoids. That's a good thing.
Fucking great.
Yep. But what it also does, it gives the Minister of Health the power to ban anything with a risk of harm at the stroke of a pen. 12 months, temporary drug class order, they're calling it, but there's no kind of criteria, and it just says a risk of harm.
I don't like that.
And included in there is an article with a risk of harm. So now they've gone beyond drugs and substances. It's now, what is this article? Don't know. So the minister could ban anything, an article, at the stroke of a pen, if it has a risk of harm. So that's kind of like stepping out the door as a risk of harm.
That's
so,
a little bit...
Yeah, so if you have an opinion on that, let them be known. But of course, the other part of the bill, thoroughly support. You know, in terms of making that a health-based approach. And that's, of course, what we've been lobbying for years. Mm-hmm. So brilliant. It just shows, you know, things really are changing. Speaking of which, while we were on the show just last week, while we were talking, and we were talking about ways that we could get patient access happening sooner and things, turns out Jacinda Ardern was answering a question in Parliament from Paula Bennett at the time, and that was about the referendum. And some very interesting things in there, but the headline that went round was, Cabinet will write the question. And that was the headline that TVNZ did, and that seemed to have been the only coverage of it, so everyone's kind of circulated that. Cabinet will write the question. It's not quite that, you know, Shane Jones and everyone else is going to be throwing around some ideas about what the question should be, and they're going to write it at such. It's just that every government policy gets signed off by Cabinet. And the question and the format of the referendum hasn't fully been decided yet, so, and when it does, it will be signed off by Cabinet. That doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to handwrite it. So just to kind of clarify that, but it does mean that these sort of basic things are going to be decided quite soon. And at the moment, there's a bit of a vacuum. It feels to me that we've all kind of pulled back a bit, thinking, oh, it's all under control. They're going to do it. We actually need to keep the pressure on. We need to remind our MPs that we want to see progress on this, that we want to be kept informed, we want to know what's going on, out for us.
Is there anywhere that you can see what the question might be?
No, because nothing's happened in public as such. We've had a few statements, and in fact we've had, like, say for example, Andrew Little, who's the minister in charge of it, he said that it will most likely be binding and held at the referendum. Cabinet hasn't actually decided that yet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've all been kind of thinking, oh, that's all done and decided, but not at that kind of final official level. Mm-hmm. And until that does happen, then the officials can't really get on with designing it and working out and doing the public consultation and all that kind of thing. So there's some really basic decisions that need to happen quite soon, and they're kind of drifting because there's other things on, right? Lots happened. Christchurch has happened. So it's more about just gently reminding them that this is a priority too and what's going on in a gentle, friendly way. So, you know, if people have contacts, and it's particularly among the governing parties, you know, check in. Okay. That would be a good thing. And
so, like, to finish your email with thanks and then your name kind of thing.
That's the one.
Right.
No one likes being abused.
Got you.
And there's no need for it.
Right on.
So the third thing, and this happened last week, much to everyone's surprise, and that is the Ministry of Health have taken a new interpretation of our rules out of the blue, which just, to me, just says, hey, that's actually a lot of policy at the moment. It's just interpretations that could change. And they should. And one of these ones, we've actually been asking them for quite some time, if a patient has a prescription for their cannabidiol, the CBD, given that that is now no longer in the Misuse of Drugs Act, so it's no longer a controlled drug, it's just a prescription-only medicine, surely that patient can just go order some off the net and fill your own prescription.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere in the law that says they can't, right? But they've always said, no, you can't. No, we can't allow that. Turns out they can, because a prescription-only medicine is not the same as a pharmacy-only medicine. So if a doctor prescribes you CBD,
yes,
you do not have to go to a pharmacy to fill that, because it's not a pharmacy-only medicine. It's a prescription-only. So once you have your prescription for your CBD, you can then either directly approach a company and have them supply you, or you can go on the internet and bring that in yourself. Now, there are certain rules, and that this is the tricky bit. If you're going to bring it in yourself, 3 months supply maximum. So your doctor will give you a dosage. You then calculate that out. What's 3 months worth? That's the most you can bring in. Don't bring in any more.
Is it likely to be an oil or something like that?
Probably. Yeah. What you'll need is you as a patient need to do the research on behalf of your doctor, because you've only got 15 minutes, right? They didn't have time. Make contact with a company overseas that meets the criteria for what is legal here. Get all the information off them, the analysis, the certificate of analysis that shows what's in it. Print all that out, take it to your doctor, have it all ready for them and filled out already. And then they're just, oh, yep, great. One of the keys is it's got to meet our definition of a CBD product, which is slightly different to everywhere else in the world. So when you make contact...
Well, it was pet food, so yeah. It's got to be better than that now.
Well, grey zone. So it's slightly different. So when you make contact with this company overseas, one, nothing from America meets our rules, and that's because it's from America. It can't be exported legally from America. So ignore every company from America, and no matter what they say, no matter what they tell you, it will not be legal if you bring it in from America, no matter what. So exclude all American companies. Now you're into the other ones. What you're looking for is that the ratio of THC to CBD only, not including any other cannabinoids or any other part of the product. Just the ratio of THC to CBD. THC has to be less than 2% of the CBD. And that is a different definition than any other country. So you've got to find a product that actually meets that, then bring in your 3 months.
What
you
the
need
other
your prescription
say?
Off your doctor first. What get your prescription, bring in your product.
What
do the other countries say? What do they say?
Other countries have things like, some of them say 0.3% THC, just taking it off hemp. Some of them say 2% of the total volume.
But
some of them say
nothing psychoactive, right, with that amount going on, surely.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, no.
These little allowances are just to take care of residual traces and things.
It's interesting what John said. Yeah, what about customs? Like, do they retrain the dogs and whatnot to smell different stuff, or how does that work?
How do customs clear it?
Yeah.
Do they?
So you'll have your prescription on you, and when it comes through customs, if they have an issue, they will make contact with you and go, "Hey, this is a prescription drug." I mean, it's not illegal, right? Cannabidiol is not a controlled drug anymore. It's a prescription drug. So they'll say, "Do you have a prescription for this?" And that's where you show them.
Facts that all over for us.
Yeah, and then they give it to you. So you just be already with your paperwork.
Okay.
Fantastic, Chris. Action packed as per. Thank you very much.
Right on. See you next week.
Do it again.
Oh, J-Day, May the 4th.
Oh, shit. Be with you.
Yeah.
See what I did, John?
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.